Specky McGee and the Great Footy Contest. Written and read by Felice Arena and Gary Lyon.
Right, you, he snarled, storming back towards the rover. No one calls me a jerk. Danny looked worried. Was this red-headed kid with his black beady eyes really coming over to hit him, or was it just a bluff? Specky jogged towards Scream and Danny. Leave him alone, he yelled.
Specky wasn't going to stand by and watch while another player gave Danny a hard time. He always stood up for his friends. Mateship and sticking together was one of the things that Specky loved about playing football. And the strongest teams were made up of players that supported each other when they needed it most. Now was one of those times for Specky, as he could clearly see that Danny was worried. The best thing he could do would be to reason with Screamer. Try to convince him to leave them alone and concentrate on getting a kick.
Screamer stopped in his tracks and slowly turned to face Specky. What? He asked. I said, leave him alone and just play the game. Specky was standing directly in front of Screamer. They were about the same height and shape, but Screamer looked mean. Or what? Said Screamer, puffing out his chest. Or you'll have Danny, snapped Specky, stopping his mate mid-sentence and taking a step closer to Screamer. Nothing. Just play the game. That's why we're here. The game. Not to pick fights. Oh, get the violins out. My heart's bleeding, moaned Screamer sarcastically. Cause we love the game. What a joke. What do you reckon you are? A TV commercial? Specky shook his head in disgust and turned back to face the action, whispering to himself, yeah, whatever. Before Specky realised what was happening, Screamer charged towards him, grabbed him by the jumper and slung him to the ground. He clasped the back of Specky's neck and shoved his face into the ground. Specky struggled to breathe, momentarily choking on a mouthful of grass and mud. Danny ran to Specky's aid and knocked Screamer off him, but Screamer just picked himself up and turned on Danny, grabbing him in a headlock. It was only a matter of seconds before the umpire turned to see what was happening behind play. He sharply blew his whistle to stop the game.